morning. I'm joined by P.J. Caldas. P.J. Caldas was picked by the Dictionary of Literary Biography, one of the most important Brazilian writers of the 21st century. He's published four books inspired by mythology, carried to Brazil by the African diaspora, reached the top of five best-selling titles multiple times, a martial artist with 40 years' experience in combat sports, including Kempo Karate, Wing Chun, Tai Chi, boxing, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He works in the New York City area, lives in Connecticut. He's the author of a book that is a page-turner that I have in front of me. And I have an author and I have a novelist. I have a story, and I'll take a look at a book. I'll glance at the book before, maybe the day before, and then I'll say, okay, once I'm in here early in the morning, I'll just take my time and I'll sort of read through little pieces of the book. This is a book that you can't just read a little bit. You're always waiting to see what is happening next. It is P.J. Caldas who is joining me, and from Connecticut. P.J., good morning to you today.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
what an interesting and intriguing and almost, as I said, it's science fiction meets science fact, smack dab in the face, doesn't it?
Hey, it's kind of crazy because I started to work on kind of do the research and work on this book for like 8 years ago, and it was, in my head, we're like 20 years from having that, 20, 30 years, and all of a sudden, as the book is being published, everything in these brain transplants and artificial intelligence, all of these things are happening all at the same time. And as the book is being launched, I feel very prophetic, but it wasn't the intention. I was just kind of trying to combine a few things that I really liked into a story that I thought it would be interesting to read.
To use another quote, timing is everything, isn't it?
Yeah, then that's what you learn in fighting. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you miss the timing, you miss everything. But sometimes you get lucky as well.
Anyway,
I think this time I got lucky.
The story, it's Yin-Yin. She's been from China, Wudong, I believe, in China, and she's learned from a martial arts master from the Kung Fu school in the mountains of Wudong to the mixed martial arts the fighting cages of California. And anyway, it's her story. And Fris, you've had enough with martial arts. You can get pretty badly beat up, can't you?
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the most interesting things about that, I've been a martial artist for 40 years now, right? And one of the things that people ask me all the time is, why do you do this? Why do you put yourself into harming situations and you cause yourself pain? It's hard to explain, but a lot of people do it. And there's a sense of challenging yourself and see if you can handle it, putting yourself into uncomfortable places and situations. And I wanted to tell a little bit of that story. And that's why the book is entirely told in first person in this very chaotic way of explaining and the stream of conscience, because I wanted people to have a sense of how does it feel to be a fighter, to be in a ring, to actually be in the ring fighting against someone. And I think that's the mood of the book in general. But then to create more drama, I put her in a situation where she has to deal with the opposite of her life. That is, she goes from the sacred mountains of China to the secret labs of California, and now she hates technology, but she has to deal with it because that's the only way that she can deal with her kind of very devastating headaches that they call cluster headaches. Is a real condition that she suffers.
I'm just wondering, just curiosity. Have you ever had crippling headaches from martial arts?
I have not, but
okay.
I have friends who have that specific condition. It is one of the most, they say that it's the most horrible pain that a human being can go through, and it's really bad. But I've been knocked out a couple of times.
Well,
it doesn't hurt. You just stay there, kind of aware of everything that is going around you, but you cannot move. It is frightening.
Anyway, so Yin-Yin, she looks crippling headaches, allows her to even say, okay, there is a there's an opportunity to receive help that will help end the crippling headaches. But it has it comes at a price. It comes at a price. And I'm not going to go, I don't want to release too much of this because it's one of those you want to, it's one of those where you've got to find what is coming next. It's always what is coming next. But we're talking about a lot of technology that people are familiar with. Nanobots, that's something we've talked about. That's something that's out. But artificial intelligence has been is just exploding right now in all areas, and it is artificial intelligence is something that is it's being called the greatest thing to ever happen to the human race, and also the worst thing to ever happen to the human race. Do you follow me?
I've been talking, all the specialists I interview, like hundreds of people through the entire process. One of the things that they tell me is that, these technologies they were creating, there's a small potential there that it may cause a catastrophic event, but there's a much higher chance that it can save the world from some of our worst diseases and a lot of big problems they have to deal with. And so it's the world has to understand, what do we do now with all the dangers and the potential good things that we have. And, this book doesn't try to convince anyone of anything. It's just a book about, I think in the end, when I finish the book and look back, like, I think this book actually is about what the hell are we getting ourselves into. It doesn't tell if it's great or not. Just saying, this is what we're stepping into, these big dark zone that we have no idea what the world is going to be like, what kind of monster we're creating. Or if it's not a monster at all. And this book is about these first days, these first moments in these, once we cross that line.
And it is a book. And speaking of artificial intelligence, we have a medical show that we air every Saturday. And on that medical show, in fact, most recently, it was talking about how artificial intelligence is helping doctors diagnose extremely rare conditions. And also being able to find ways to treat these extremely rare conditions. So it's being praised by doctors worldwide right now. I guess when it comes down to human nature, though, there's always that it's the risk. It's like anything that goes that does something really good always has sort of another side, the mirror side of that. And I think that's really, you kind of explore. This book explores that. It explores what happens if it accelerates. I was talking about page turner, but something that accelerates and continues on and continues to develop and continues to be even more expansive. What happens to us? What happens to the human race? What happens to the individuals? What happens to all of us? And that's really what it is, as I said, science fiction, science fact, and it's, I'm not sure. There is a future, and but that future is very murky, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that the future, not only the future is murky, but the moment that we are right now is a moment of chaos. And I think that this is why I think intuitively I connected the technology and these new steps in technology with fighting, because fighting is a chaotic experience. It doesn't get more chaotic than being hit left and right by punches and kicks and being thrown down. So I think that the experience of being in the moment, in the middle of the chaos of fight individually, is the equivalent from a societal standpoint of being this point that we are in the middle of these hurricane going around us, and we can't tell exactly what's going to happen, but we know that is important.
I think that is
the critical part here. It is, we have to pay attention, because life is not going to be like it used to be for, our kids and our grandkids are going to have a very different kind of world.
The world is changing. There's no doubt about it. I'm guessing when you look at the things that are going on between artificial intelligence and climate change, you look at those two and it's like they are colliding together. Can one help the other, or can artificial intelligence help us help climate change and those. I mean, that's really what I think when I think of what sort of things, advanced technology, what will do to help us as well as hurt us. But this book explores. Now, the book does not go into climate change, I don't think, but it does go.
Yeah, it does not.
But it does go into lots of areas that are truly remarkable and I guess we would say almost taboo type of areas. But that's another story. I'm not going to give anything away. You have to read the book itself. Now, you said it came up with the book, the idea 8 years ago. Did you just sort of leave it on the shelf? Did you start writing the book, or what was the story on that?
I mean, they actually started two different books. There was one book about these female martial artists that moved from China to California to try to prove herself into the underground cage fight scene in California, in Oakland mostly, because she wanted to be like Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee did that, and she wanted to be like a female Bruce Lee. You know, it actually happened because I was in a meeting with Dana White from the UFC once, and he was telling me about how Ronda Rousey was the equivalent of Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lee made men in America wonder if that Asian guy next to them kind of knew kung fu like Bruce Lee and stopped messing with them. And Ronda Rousey would have the same the equivalent feeling impact on women. It's like, yeah, maybe we can lower violence against women because people are like, what if that girl there is another Ronda Rousey? And that was the beginning of one story. The other story was, all right, what if these brain implants that people are starting to do research with since the 70s, but it was getting speeding up by that time, you know, what if that becomes a way for humanity to fight against the growth of artificial intelligence, because we can be more intelligent as a human race and finally beat the growing speed of artificial intelligence. Those were two separate books, and I now realized, you know what? They actually are the same story. I can combine them into one because they're all both about the chaos of fighting and the chaos of technology, and that's how the story started to weave in as one and became what it is. But I think if I take one step further than that, I'm going to start to bring too many spoilers, though.
No spoilers. The book is The Girl from Wudang, and it is indeed a page turner. Is the book out now? I've got the advanced copy. Is the book out now, PJ?
Yeah, it went out. It's out today. Today is the very first day. I think it opened for sales a few hours ago on all major online stores and on regular bookstores as well.
Fantastic book, fantastic story, fantastic, fantastic to have you with us. PJ Caldas, thank you so much. You good luck, and we'll look forward to hopefully having you. I'm going to guess you've got another book ready to write. Is that right?
I'm excited to work on a few other options, but now it's like I'm so excited about these ones that I want to start to talk to my readers. I'm super active on social media, and I love talking to the readers. So if you get them, you know, get one copy and read it and like it, or don't, just reach out. I love talking about these with people who just read the book.
PJ Caldas, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you very much.